Hello, my name is Mark DiCarlo. I've practiced law in Corpus Christi for about 31 years, employing anywhere from 2 to 4 people. I have an office in Harlingen, Texas for about 4 years with one full-time employee. I've had a public access show for about 20 years, Voices of the Coastal Bend. We've had a variety of guests on the show, mayors, bishops, city councilmen, and judges. We have a YouTube channel also. I practice in a renovated fourplex, formerly La Solana Apartments, I've owned for about 27 years. I rent the upstairs to some young lawyers. I'm running on the platform that the city budget needs to be more specific about the salaries of most or all the city employees. I also want to be certain that all the bidding processes for city projects and services and goods are fair and honest and open to everyone. And that's a concern of mine because I've heard complaints of that through the years. For example, the city recently had, a questionable practice, with all due respect, for hiring a Houston law firm to defend the lawsuit that Mark Scott issued against the city. A Houston firm was hired instead of a local firm or lawyer. Lastly, I believe the 2016 to 2017 budget, in my view, endorses large businesses. Most jobs are through small businesses like our own, and that same budget, in fact, names only 2 private employers. The rest are government entities. I felt I had a social and moral obligation to try to do something if I see the city had problems that wasn't taken care of for some amount of years. And obviously, I think most of us do think we have problems with the roads, with the water system. I mean, obviously, wouldn't it be nice if most of us didn't have to have bottled water here right now? But I think that we feel more comfortable with bottled water because of it's not the best tasting, and maybe it's not the best water supply. And we've had numerous water boils. And I've said at other forums that I do have some skills in litigation. In my criminal law practice, for example, I would ask questions of the head of departments, as I've stated before. Why did this water boil occur? Who is responsible? How much will it cost to fix it? How could we be certain it doesn't happen again? And I would think a report to the city and citizens through their utility bills should be issued on something like that. As I indicated on my opening statement, I think transparency is a trendy word. But I think it's very important to know what various city department heads make. I think it's very important for us to know what kind of contracts various Corpus Christi boards, et cetera, visitor boards are getting. I think with that knowledge, we can make intelligent assessments about who to vote for and the budgets. Well, I think it would be hard to stop many of my ideas because they're really just ideas in transparency. A budget. What is the budget? What are people really making? Providing open records to the media and to citizens. So we'll know how much money we actually have and how much money we don't have and how much money we need to spend. I would practically oppose more annexation, which has been talked about by city council, and we still have complaints about people in Cal Allen and Flower Bluff who claims they still do not have adequate city services. And we would oppose annexation, and I may not be able to prevent annexation, because we need to work on the city that we have. As many of us know, here in the inner city, including in this immediate area, we have a crumbling inner city. We have commercial rental values and commercial property that has basically fallen below that many of us paid for property many years ago, and commercial rents that are practically worthless. So I have those practical ideas. I think those ideas would be cheap and very effective in governing the city. That's why I'm asking for your vote. Thank you.